Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Brad Powers joins us. We'll let you know how you can get all of his information, bradpowersports.com. And Brad, I know we're going to get into some FCS football, but give us your 4-1 seeds in the NCAA tournament.
Well, obviously three are slam dunk in Gonzaga, Baylor, and Michigan. The fourth, I mean, I would have said Ohio State, but, I mean, the Buckeyes now have lost two straight, so... Yeah, a little bit up in the air. I mean, any number of four or five teams probably could sneak into there. Alabama might have been a good candidate, but, I mean, obviously the Crimson Tide lost their last game. To be determined, Bill. I've been the next couple weeks, so that'll shake out. But I think it's a slam dunk. Three of the four are set in Michigan, Gonzaga, and Baylor.
Would there be value on betting Kentucky to win the SEC basketball tournament?
It's going to depend on the price, obviously, for me. I'm guessing you're not going to get a discount because of the name brand. I mean, if they were priced like a typical losing team entering an SEC tournament, then certainly, because I think the Wildcats have more upside than your typical, you know, the losing team entering the conference tournament. But my guess is, Bill, they're not going to be priced, you know, like a whatever seed they're going to be, whether they're a 10 seed or whatever, they're going to be probably priced more like a 5 seed.
Yeah, so the brand is not going to allow you to bet the value you would prefer.
That is my guess.
Right.
Now, I mean, we'll see what ends up happening. But, I'm guessing that's going to be the case.
Royal Payne on Twitter. This is a college football item. Says, Brad, Cincinnati returns 10 offensive starters. Also, they play at Indiana, at Notre Dame. He says that schedule could get them in the playoff if they win. He wants to know your thoughts on that. Can they match and beat Indiana and Notre Dame?
They can. I mean, they're not going to be a sizable underdog in either of those two games. They're both on the road. Right now, I would have them, you know, probably the Indiana game would be close to pick them, even though I think Indiana's going to be certainly very strong this year. Notre Dame game, they'll be a slight underdog. But, I believe it or not, I actually agree with it. If Cincinnati were to run the table on that schedule, they probably have as good of a chance as anybody that we've seen at the Group of Five level through the first 6-7 years of the playoff to break through and get that 4 seed.
Yeah, and it's been real chalky, and it remains chalky. But if they break through, they absolutely have to be undefeated. That's not up for debate.
Absolutely.
Right. Yep. But you're saying there's a scenario where that could be a 4 seed, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, doing it multiple years in a row certainly helps.
Right.
Your case, it didn't help UCF. I mean, they went undefeated regular season back-to-back, and they still didn't get in. I mean, you're still going to have to – I mean, if there's four undefeated Power 5 conferences, those four are obviously getting in over Cincinnati. But they'll need a little bit of help, but it's absolutely mandatory they have to win all of their games. Can't get one loss, they're out. Anybody's, one loss and out at the Group of Five level. And then also, and they need Indiana and Notre Dame to be, you know, respectable. They can't have, you know, one of those two wins, you know, and Indiana, you know, falling down to 6-6. I mean, if both those teams are 8-plus wins, then obviously that further strengthens Cincinnati's resume.
To date, this early date, is there a clear trend in these FCS football games?
It's a great question. Not probably too early to tell, but I mean, last week the unders went 7-3, and there was the more pertinent to me was there wasn't a single team that threw for 300 yards in an era where I mean the passing game is all important. Not a single team, you know, to pass a relatively something we see all the time at college football, 300 yards passing. So I would be very cautious betting overs at this point. I mean, keep in mind it's been, you know, a year plus, I mean, 400 plus days for a lot of these teams that haven't played, and I've seen a little bit more conservative play so far.
You kind of answered my next question. I was going to ask, is it because the number, the total, is misplaced by the bookmakers, or is it a scheme, or just the offenses are behind right now?
I just think it's the offenses are behind. I mean, to put in perspective, I'm not afraid to put a lot of bets down, and I've only bet one or two totals so far. I mean, at this point, it's tough making a total on a game because of so much uncertainty, so much unknown. I mean, I think they're doing a decent job of putting up totals. Now, with that being said, you know, I did see there has been some under movement so far this week, but, you know, out of the books that are offering, I'd say there's 10 books that are offering FCS lines at this point, probably 2 out of 10. Even have totals up at the right now, even on a Friday, Bill. So it's not as – obviously FCS lines aren't as common as FBS, and specifically totals are really tough to get after. And, you know, even if you did get after a total, I mean, you're not getting anything more than $500 now.
Do you know how much is being bet, meaning just in general? Is it a really hot spring? We're not really in spring yet, but this FCS football, is it gathering a lot of attention for bettors?
I don't know for certain, but I can tell you the indicators for me is it's not. It's being bet by guys like me, and I don't think the handle is overly that strong. I haven't heard too many bookmakers talk about it at this point.
Right.
So we'll see. One thing that could happen, and I'm waiting to see, I mean, the public has a choice, and somebody asked me, you know, about an FCS line moving last Sunday, and asking me if the public was betting. I said, there ain't no way. I mean, the public's betting Ohio State, Michigan today, and they're betting NBA games. They're not betting an FCS game. What will change is after the, you know, Final Four weekend, and then, you know, after that, you just got NBA. That's a very divisive sport at this point. So I think that the game changer will be after the college basketball tournament's over. Then we'll see the public probably get involved. And keep in mind that also coincides with the FCS pretty much ending the regular season and getting to the playoffs.
In general, are the lines sharp or beatable, more beatable from what you have seen these last couple of weeks?
Should be beatable, although I've been horrific. So, I mean, last week, you know, the first thing, and also throwing in that first opening week game, I mean, I'm 1-6, even though I've beaten the line by 5 points per game. So what does that mean? Say, you know, a team went off as a 7-point favorite, I got that line at -2, and I'm still 1-6. Now, anything can happen over a really short sample size, so, you know, I'm going to continue to you know, hammer away. And to put in perspective, you know, I made 18 bets this week. I mean, there's only like 25 games. I would have bet every game if I had seen the openers that got released at 4:30 in the morning at an offshore place. So I think they're beatable. But you know, ask me in a few weeks. I mean, I can't take many more 1-6 type of performances as far as the winning percentage.
I know it's not the same as watching games in September, October, November, college football, but are you enjoying these games anywhere close to what you'd be watching in the fall?
Yeah, I mean, no, but I mean, I do enjoy football. So yeah, I thought the South Dakota State Northern Iowa game last Friday night was a really good game. So yeah, I enjoyed actually watching that. I know a lot of people want to see it on TV. Yeah, I'll be selfish. I hope that they don't go on TV because I'll go the extra mile and watch it online on an ESPN Plus or whatever subscription. If they get on TV, you know, obviously more people are going to be betting it, and sometimes when there's more people betting it, maybe there's not as much value. So It's okay. I mean, obviously, you can tell the difference. But, you know, maybe what's not as disparate as what it usually would be after watching, you know, a full season of no fans, you know, that would probably be a stark difference between, you know, 5,000 people in the stands and a typical, you know, SEC Saturday night with, you know, 80 to 90,000. We didn't see that at the FBS level this past year. So that's probably making the experience a little bit more tolerable.
I didn't want this to happen, and it didn't. But if the Big Ten and Pac-12 were playing right now, like they threatened to, I wonder what that would be like. I wonder if we'd be watching as intently as we typically would.
Great question. Probably, just because football's king, but I still don't think it would be, you know, it wouldn't be the same as a fall. I mean, right. There'd be a little bit less, but, you know, I mean, it's Ohio State. It's USC. It's Michigan. People be watching.
They'd be watching, but I guess the other item, I don't know that Justin Fields would be playing.
Agree. A lot of guys would, even more guys would opt out.
Sure.
The absurdity of that was just, I mean, obviously people came to their, regardless of where you stand on this
right.
or not, I thought the spring season was absurd. I mean, I would have rather him just not played at all, to be honest with you.
Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. Put your question there on Twitter and use the hashtag AskBP. We can get those to Brad. Brad, when will we get some – now, I know you've talked Heisman odds, but can you bet them yet?
I haven't seen them in Vegas yet.
Right.
And maybe some of the Jersey places have them up. But, I mean, you can bet them offshore. Again, I think we talked about it a few weeks ago. The books are probably a little bit scared at this point because now it's – I mean, the last 10 years – I mean, you got basically 80% of the time a long shot is winning it by long shot 20-1 or greater. You know, guys like, you know, Bryce Young hasn't barely played. He's 5-1 for Alabama. He's a second favorite. Uyunga Lele for Clemson, third favorite at 6-1. Spencer Rattler right now, 3-1. He is the favorite. So even guys that you typically think when you would find some value in, I'm just not seeing it. You know, Sam Howell from North Carolina, probably most seasons in the past, probably would have been 20-1 or 25-1. He's 10-1. So as of right now, until I see, you know, who emerges in the spring and whatnot, I'm not anxious to make any of these Heisman bets at this point.
Yeah, years of getting, you know, quote-unquote somewhat burned, they're not going to offer any value anymore.
No. I don't see 100-1 Lamar Jacksons and whatnot. And maybe, you know, the Heisman voting committee is more prone to opening up for wide receivers and other positions. That would be the only place where you could probably find some value.
There's the music. We'll take the first break. Brad's with us, bradpowersports.com. I'll let you know how you can get all of his information. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a little bit heavy, but it's moving. Let's keep it that way. 40 westbound, approaching 840. All that traffic leaving Wilson County this time of the morning, leaving Lebanon. Traffic's just picked up quite a bit in the last 15 minutes as well here on Ellington Parkway, down from the top to the bottom. Had that earlier one-car wreck on 65 northbound near Trinity Lane. Ripley's Aquarium in the Smokies will be hosting Sleep of the Sharks coming up March 28th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison and check them out on the web at nissanofrivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
And now, Gilmo Lawn Care is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Gilmo Lawn Care. For all your lawn care needs, give the pros a call today at 615-249-7003. That's 931-249-7003. Or visit gilmolawns.com to schedule a free estimate. Gilmo Lawn Care, proudly saluting our troops and veterans. They're professionals who care.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and another first-time winner in the NASCAR Cup Series. This time, Christopher Bell grabs the win at the infield road course at Daytona. Up next, the Florida Road Show continues. They are headed to Homestead Miami Speedway next. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Eric Jones, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: showers, highs near 58. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, lows around 51. Saturday, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy, otherwise highs near 61. More rain and thunderstorms for Sunday, highs near 68. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, my name is Rocky on WNSR.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Brad Powers every Friday with us, handicapping college basketball. Yeah, we've got college football, FCS games being played. And if you want to speculate on 2021 and the football season, we can do that as well. Really no limits. Jeff, too, on Twitter says, I know, Brad, that you don't bet NASCAR. And he says, to be honest, I'm not a really big fan either. But he says, I've noticed that there have been a few first-time winners this season with money lines playing off with people betting NASCAR. He says, is there any strategy or skill to betting NASCAR, or is it just blind luck?
I don't know too many professional bettors with NASCAR. The one thing that I have seen, you know, guys that I consider to be sharper, they're not necessarily betting a lot of futures. What do you mean by futures? You know, who's going to win the race? Unless it's like a, you know, a specialty, like, you know, a certain driver excels at road courses or short tracks or whatever, where they attacked it and found some value that I've seen just from, you know, having some general, you know, a couple questions about it, is matchups. Like you can say, you know, a matchup being, you know, who's going to finish higher in the race. That, you know, and having driver matchups similar to golf, you have golf matchup, who's going to finish with the lower round type of thing. That's where I've seen them attack it. But again, you know, if there's 10 guys that I know that are professionally betting or handicapping, probably I'm lucky to find one that's actively involved with NASCAR.
You've said from the beginning you're a football, basketball guy. College football is your favorite, but your business is football, basketball, which includes the NFL and the NBA, too. Have you ever bet like the Derby or something that you typically wouldn't bet?
Yeah, I just for fun, You know, with no expectation. I won probably 3-4 years ago. You know, somebody gave me a tip on a NASCAR future and ended up winning Daytona 500. I think it was Austin Dillon, and it was like 80-1. So that was a nice little hit.
Wow.
Derby, I the first time I bet it, it's always beginner's luck. I think I hit the Derby a couple years ago, a few $1,000 type of thing. But I, again, no expectation, all for fun, entertainment value. I don't really do anything serious outside of basketball and football.
Outside of basketball and football, and I don't mean not including European soccer, but what's in the States here, what's the most bet sport outside of the mainstream?
Baseball. I mean, football, basketball are right there. Baseball's right there as well. Just and the volume of a major league game with 162 games. I mean, it gets close to your football and basketball. Not on an individual game basis. Football just overwhelms any other sport. But because there's so many fewer football games, you know, the overall mall dollar amount bet on baseball and basketball approaches football. Doesn't surpass it, but approaches it. There, you know, hockey has become pretty big here, at least in the state of Nevada. I mean, I think it's very interesting that table tennis in the state of Colorado had more betting in the month of January than college football. So, I mean, that was your January 1st games, your national championship game. Table tennis surpassed college football in the month of January. It's interesting to see, you know, different states have some unique markets where people are taking advantage of it.
Yeah, table tennis. I mean, you would have to do your homework and know who the heck. I mean, I wouldn't know what to do. I mean, wow.
Yeah, and it could be just a few sharp groups doing it. Now, they're not getting probably a ton down, but if they're doing volume and they got a clue what they're doing, then – and a lot of times it's probably with these apps, a lot of – you know, it really depends on state to state. And maybe I should do a better job of knowing the specific rules for each state. But a lot of times, you know, lines you can't bet overnight. Like, you know, you can't sneak in a football bet at 2 o'clock in the morning where some of the other sports, they allow you to bet 24/7 just because they're not worried about getting exposed. So it might be another reason why table tennis is taking off in the state of Colorado.
Brad Powers, BradPowerSports.com, checks in every Friday with us talking handicapping. Brad, is there a couple of teams that won't be necessarily high seeds in the NCAA tournament? And I know we're not even to the league tournaments quite yet. But NCAA tournament, teams that aren't highly seeded that you could watch out for.
Oregon would be one. Dana Altman, if you look at the month of, you know, mid-February on, is one of the most profitable head coaches in college basketball. He's the Oregon head coach, formerly of Creighton. I've been doing it for, you know, 2 decades now. Doesn't get the command and the same respect that maybe like a Tom Izzo does in the month of March for Michigan State. Oregon has only played a few games this season with their starting five. They've been a team that's come on, took a hell of a lot of money last night against Stanford, and pretty much anybody that betted early cashed in that game. Oregon would be a team to maybe look out for. It's probably going to be like an 8 or 9 seed, but they're, you know, perfectly capable of beating a 1 seed. Now, especially, you know, outside of those top 3 teams, if they get the other, you know, the 1 seed or a 2 seed, they're perfectly capable of winning a few games in the tournament. It's a tough year because really you got 3 dominant teams, and then you got a bunch of teams, kind of, you know, probably 8 to 10 teams mixed in it that can make a Final Four run, but probably don't have enough to win at all. Now, you know, I mentioned it earlier: Alabama, Ohio State, Villanova, Iowa. Iowa's probably a team I want to fade. They get too much respect in the market, you know, because of Garza, the outstanding player, probably going to be the National Player of the Year. But, you know, they don't play defense. And I'm not a huge fan of Fran McCaffrey, their head coach. So Iowa is a team that I think could be like a 2 or 3 seed that could easily lose, you know, first or second round.
Preston in Atlanta. And, yeah, I saw you tweet about this, Brad. He said, I saw Brad post about the 27 difference in point spread and the Sagarin rating on the Tarleton, I should say, State and the Dixie State game. He asks, are there any other obvious standouts like that? And just explain what that is, what that means.
Well, Jeff Sagarin is probably, of the ratings out there, most closely resembles the Vegas line, where, you know, his difference in power ranks. Just take the power rating of Team A and subtract it from Team B and add in a little bit of home field advantage, and you get relatively close to what the Vegas spread is. I mean, of all the power ratings that are out there, his, you know, is probably closest resembled to the betting market. So you don't get huge disparities usually. The reason I tweeted it wasn't that, you know, you should bet the mortgage and the farm on Dixie State because there's a 3-touchdown difference. It just goes to show you at the FCS level, you do get bigger disparities, and especially when you have two teams that, you know, Jeff Sagarin hasn't had a solid power rating on. You know, I haven't had a good grasp on Tarleton State. My biggest play last week was to fade Tarleton State, and I couldn't have been more wrong in that game against New Mexico State. Dixie State is also a Division II team that's playing their first ever game at the FCS level. Tarleton State has played not one but two games already this spring season, so that's a major advantage that's probably not going into an overall power rating. So did I bet Dixie State? Yes. Did I make a huge wager because I've never seen a bigger power ratings disparity? No, I didn't.
That is interesting. Yeah, I saw when you tweeted that. I don't think I'd ever noticed anything like that either, but wow. Wow.
Yeah, but you'll get 3-point differences, maybe a touchdown if a quarterback's out, because that's not a quarter, you know, accounted for in Sagarin's ratings at the FBS level. But you don't get double-digit disparities, let alone 3 touchdowns plus.
Where, by the way, I never even heard of Dixie State until here recently. I must be out of the loop somewhere. Where the heck is that?
They're in Utah.
Is that right?
You know,
I did not know that.
That would be a head-scratcher for just about anybody. But, yeah, they're in Utah.
Wow. Now, had you, in other years when they're typically playing in the fall, had you ever noticed the Dixie State line?
Well, they've been Division II, so I've really never seen a line on a Dixie State game. This is their first ever game at the FCS level.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're in St. George, which is only about a 2-hour drive from where I live. So, I mean, beautiful area, but let's just put it this way. I've never bet a Dixie State game before this week.
Wow. Dixie State betting. Now on these I know you've described it before, but on these FCS bets, are they more limiting as far as how much you can get down than what you'd be able to do in the fall?
Another good question. Yeah, absolutely. You can't walk in anymore, even on a regular college basketball game, and bet 10,000. That's just a huge misperception that you got to get out of the media narrative, man, because everybody reports on these big bets, and it's just never the case, especially with collegiate sports. So, and what's the max you can get down? There's really one book that's only allowing you to bet more than 1,000 at this point, and that's on game day. That would be Circa here in the state of Nevada. Everywhere else, it's, you know, 1,000 on a side, 500 on a total, and that's maximum. A lot of places aren't even allowing you to bet more than that. So that's all you're able to get down on these FCS games. So, you know, about $1,000 is the biggest bet you can make outside of Circa Sports.
Now, is that because just during the pandemic, revenue has gone down so much, or is that just the way it's going to be?
That's the way it's going to be. They're afraid that you can have more information on the game or that team than they do. So anytime there's limiting going on, that's basically the book telling you that they're afraid to take bigger bets because they're afraid that you might have some more information that they don't. So I don't think that's ever going to change at the FCS level unless they move to a spring, you know, season, you know, full time. They do it every year and it just gets more and more popular. And there's more handle, meaning more people are betting it. Then they might be open to you know, taking bigger bets, but I don't see that being the case.
We've had a couple of people this morning on the show say that they are hearing that Paul Tyson could very well beat out Bryce Young at Alabama either this spring or in August. I just don't see that. I don't know where that's coming from. And if that were the case, I would think Bryce Young would pack up and go back out west somewhere. I don't think you're projecting that, are you?
I wouldn't be surprised. So, you know, typically I don't get into that speculation, you know, but I mean, I got to see the spring. I mean, that's one where I want to see the spring game. That's not going to be the end all to me, but, you know, I can look at the quarterbacks. I could see Mac Jones. I'll never forget this. You know, they had that live mic with Saban, you know, complaining about Jalen Hurts not moving the team, and yet the third string quarterback at the time was Mac Jones. He had no problems moving the offense in a couple of spring games there for Alabama. So I would like to see the spring game, see it for myself. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I guess to me, I'm not a huge fan of 6 foot tall quarterbacks, and I think he's 6 foot, you know, at best. I just, you know, outside of a few outliers, we haven't seen it, you know, be a great trend in college football. So I have my reservations about Bryce Young. I'll just put it that way.
Like Everett Golson? Would that be one for you?
Yeah, I mean, look, you got to be an incredible athlete like, you know, a Kyler Murray,
right.
An incredible precision passer like a Drew Brees. Russell Wilson, short, but he's stocky. He's built, you know, that like a guy that, you know, it typically would be 220, 225 pounds. I haven't seen it yet for Bryce Young. So even though he's a five-star, number one, you know, quarterback recruit, I prefer the 6'3 and above quarterbacks. I'll just put it that way.
And, you know, now Sam Howell is built. He's 220, 225, but he's probably under 6'1, wouldn't you think?
Nah, I think he's 6'1", I would say, you know, 6'1", 6'2". But again, built stock, he can take punishment. So, I mean, I'll have to look that up. But he didn't, to me, look, you know, he doesn't look overwhelmed, let's just put it that way, as far as his overall build.
Brad, tell everybody on the way out how they can get all of your information. What do you provide?
Yeah, so you go to bradpowersports.com, click on the Bill King tab. So once you see that, you're going to see, you know, two different sports, basically, football and basketball. I'll tell you this, if you do buy the basketball package, which is $79, you're covered for college hoops, you're covered for the rest of the regular season, you're covered for the NCAA tournament, and also included in that package, you'll get any FCS picks that I have all the way through the championship game that's in May for the FCS. So it's $79, college hoops, and the FCS. Go to bradpowersports.com, click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Brad, have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you next Friday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
There you go. Brad Powers joins us every Friday. And whatever question you have about college football, the games that are being played right now, the handicapping of those, the college basketball, the 21 football season, the NFL, whatever it might be, he is here for you. Always fun to I've learned a lot from him. Like I've told you, gambling, the handicapping aspect of this has never been on my A-list. I know it's very important to many people. That's why we do it. But I didn't gravitate to that early on. I had other areas, recruiting and things like that, that I wanted to master. But I've learned a lot, and I continue to learn a lot listening to him. There's the music. We'll get the break. Markets, I'll tell you about it when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Looks like visibility is going down out here on 24. They're still finishing up this wreck, 24 eastbound at OHB as you head out towards Murfreesboro. It's heavy, of course, still coming the other direction on 24 and through the Hickory Hollow area in from Rutherford County. It's busy out here on 65, but it's been moving fairly decent as you make your way down through Madison. We're checking on a jackknife tractor trailer crash on 40 eastbound at the 177 mile marker. That's going to be out in Dixon County on 40 eastbound. Be aware of that. Ripley's Aquarium in the Smokies will be hosting Sleep of the Sharks coming up March 28th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
One of the things to love about betting on basketball is always finding new player props or game props. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same game parlay insurance. That's why people bet on FanDuel. Easy to register, easy to deposit, and easy to find your bet. Easy to place your bet fast during a game if you see a trend that you like. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code WNSR to sign up.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Golfers, tee it up this year at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the hottest new arrivals from Callaway. Introducing the new Callaway Epic Drivers, featuring new jailbreak speed frame technology designed with artificial intelligence for epic ball speeds across the entire face. Now with three drivers to fit any golfer's needs. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Perry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Markets slightly green right now. Kind of iffy. Yesterday was a bloodbath. I mean, it ended up the S&P over 100 in the red. It was brutal. A lot of panic in the air right now, y'all. Lots of it. We'll see how Friday holds up. Armageddon, welcome in.
Bill, how we doing?
We are well.
Hey, Bill, I got a couple things to tell you. And neither one of them are really good.
Okay.
That Tipton County trip didn't go so hot.
What happened?
On the way back?
Yeah.
It's the longest trip I've ever had back from Memphis, Bill. Jackson is a nightmare. They've got construction on the interstate, working on a bridge, and a little four-hour trip back.
Wow.
Not good.
It's a boring drive, yeah. Too, so it compounds the issue.
That's right. But anyway, I've got some out-of-town customers in, and I was down on Broadway last night, but I wasn't too bad a boy, Bill. I always try to read the good book.
Is Broadway picking up a little bit?
It wasn't too busy last night, but I bet it'll be busier tonight because they just extended the the time the bars can close to 1 o'clock.
Saw that. Now isn't that doesn't start till March 1st though, I think.
Okay. I was thinking they had already started, but
I think so. Now, not that I'll be down there, but
I was gonna ask you, Bill, sports wise, I was gonna ask you what about Texas A&M, with Mon graduating, how's their quarterback room looking for next year?
It's full. It's the incumbent's probably a young man named Haynes King, but they've got plenty of competition. They just got a big name commit too. So the quarterback room for Jimbo is bursting at the seams. Now, somebody's got to play that hadn't really played much yet and step up and do it, but talent is not an issue.
Had me a little airport pickup already this morning, Bill, and I'm actually checking in from getting ready to go through the drive-thru line at McDonald's on Charlotte.
All right, be safe out there, sir. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend, Bill.
Yep. Crazy Charlie, do we have enough time for the Cosby Cattleman here? All right, I think that's time. Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
Bonjour, Monsieur King. You have a dabba-doo, slide down that dinosaur and kiss Miss King. It's finally Friday. Looks like we're in a pre-extended rain pattern here, Bill. You all in on that?
Yes. Particularly middle Tennessee, and that's where I'm at. And, yes, we're getting it.
Yeah, East Tennessee, I think they're saying 3 to 5 inches of rain total by Tuesday.
Wow.
That's a lot of rain.
That is.
Gotta get those lakes up, Bill. No syringes in those lakes. Gotta get some water in the lakes. So.
Now, where are you at? Who's in the background?
Yeah, I'm hearing something here. Hold on one second. Is that better?
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, it's fine. No worries.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there. I thought it was on your end. I don't know what's happening there. Hey, Bill, I've been promoing this week. The Corbin dossier, the raw data is in. I didn't know if your gambling guy was an hour deal or a 30-minute deal. I just flipped the show on. So I'm going to hold the Corbin dossier till Monday.
Okay. We'll have plenty of time.
The data is in. I'm going to compile it on an elementary school level so everybody can understand it, even the Peabody people, and then I'll deliver it on Monday on that. Go find it real interesting, Bill. Now, let's talk Ty Simpson, and that's the news of the day.
Yeah.
What are you hearing, Bill? Clemson?
Alabama.
Guess it's a 6-1, half dozen the other on that, right?
I mean, if it's not Tennessee, I mean, I guess it'd be better if he went to Clemson if he's going to come beat you. But, I mean, every quarterback Alabama puts out there is beating him, so it really doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, Dabo's such a phony. But, Bill, if I was that dude and he just decides it's a business decision for whatever reason he doesn't want to come to Tennessee, I don't know that I'd be banking on Saban being there 3 years from now. If he's thinking he's a 3-year player like most of these dudes do, or if he redshirted, which most of them don't, but you never know about injury, I don't know if I'd be banking the house. We talk about this all the time, but Saban's getting ready to turn 70, right?
Yes.
And, I don't know if I'd be just counting on Saban being there at 73 or 74. You look at Trevor Lawrence. I hate to be giving Dabo's recruiting pitch for him, but you look at Trevor Lawrence, number one in the draft. Dabo's a young dude. I don't think too many people anticipate Dabo going NFL, or the only place he might go would be back to Bama as that call goes. But I would think it'd be pretty solid in terms of if you're just planning your future. Old Dabo's not going to be going anywhere in the next 5 years.
Well, I don't know. Look, I'm not for sure about Alabama. It sounds like they have the momentum right now. It's at your time, 3 Eastern, 2 Central, he makes his announcement today.
Yeah. The only thing I'd be worried about with Dabo's, if those Lamborghinis that tend to pop up in Clemson, if the NCAA ever gets a hold of that, these morons want to talk about McDonald's bags. I wonder if we're going to start talking about Lamborghinis.
I'm sure it'll come up again, yeah.
I heard there are a lot of nice Dodge Chargers and Challengers down there in Tuscaloosa, by the way. But is that the car of choice for the Crimson crowd?
Yes, that's exactly the one.
Mm-hmm. We want to talk about McDonald's bags and kick on Tennessee. Hey, one last thing for you, Bill. I'm hearing Sam Horn, the Pruitt staff, speaking of those morons, didn't even give the guy a time of day, and Missouri's kind of gotten an early jump on Tennessee. But the silver line here is if they don't get Ty Simpson, Sam Horn's a higher-ranked player in bigger ball, and maybe Tennessee has a good fallback with Horn, and we can all live happily ever after. That would be good for him to go to Clemson for just that reason.
Cosby Cattleman, have a good weekend.
See you, Bill.
There's the music. We shall continue. Presented by, on this Friday, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Looks like visibility is going down out here on 24. They're still finishing up this wreck, 24 eastbound at OHB as you head out towards Murfreesboro. It's heavy, of course, still coming the other direction on 24 and through the Hickory Hollow area in from Rutherford County. It's busy out here on 65, but it's been moving fairly decent as you make your way down through Madison. We're checking on a jackknife tractor trailer crash on 40 eastbound at the 177 mile marker. That's going to be out in Dixon County on 40 eastbound. Be aware of that. Ripley's Aquarium in the Smokies will be hosting Sleep of the Sharks coming up March 28th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys over 40, listen up. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, is offering a complimentary bottle to all men in America. Here's legendary pro baseball player Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
When I hit 40, I started feeling sluggish. I had less drive. It was harder to stay in shape.
Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. With Nugenix, I feel like I'm still in my prime. There's a reason Nugenix has been the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC for years. It works. If you want to get back in the game and get your edge back, you need Nugenix. You can get a complimentary bottle. All you have to do is send them a text. And guys, take it from me. She'll like it too.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. But Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text TAP to 321-321 right now. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
And I'm Coach Tom Hodges.
Join us Saturday mornings 9 for the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall.
It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA.
It opens with our starting five topics, followed by the two-man week.
The slowest fast-break in radio, and features the U.S. Army Legend of the Week.
The shoot-around is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Budmore State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, High Valley Conference, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill, and Sam's Sports Place.
That's the shoot-around every Saturday morning at 9.
Right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: showers, highs near 58. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, lows around 51. Saturday, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy, otherwise highs near 61. More rain and thunderstorms for Sunday, highs near 68. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, my name is Rocky on WNSR.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He's got the exculpatory evidence on college sports. It's Bill King.
The FanDuel Sportsbook app. Download that sucker. You're going to be happy you did. No, it's a wonderful product. One of the things to love about betting on basketball is finding new player props or game props that you're going to like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet. You can only find them on FanDuel. Right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same game parlay insurance. You heard that right. Every day. And that's why people bet on FanDuel. Easy to register, easy to deposit, and no problem at all finding your bet. Also, live betting. Easy to place your bet fast during a game if you happen to see a trend, find a trend that you like. So just download that app, the FanDuel Sportsbook app, today and try a same-game parlay. Use the promo code BKING to sign up. That's right, the promo code BKING. Got to be 21. Got to be in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, 800-889-9789. Appreciate the good folks at FanDuel. S&P was up about 15. Now it's starting to head down. It's around 3, 4, in case you're wondering. So we'll see. It's Friday. Do you think everybody is going to get a little bit squeamish? Yeah, everybody's a little squeamish right now in the markets. Little, and Dean was talking about this. He said, watch SPY. Which I do. I watch SPY and SPACs. And a lot of times I can give you some decent clues as well as to what's going on. But, yeah, it's been and I've said it. If it's going to be a down market, I'm fine. I just want to be on the right side of the wave. A down market is exhilarating if you're on the right side of the wave. I mean, it's – matter of fact, you're Your banking goes up faster, in my opinion, when it's heading down, meaning the market, if you're on the right side of the wave, than when it's heading up. That's debatable, but I mean, it is, it can, remember, down is up is like, in some cases, the stairway, right? Incremental steps. Down is the elevator. Yeah, the downside isn't as slow and meticulous sometimes as the upside. The downside is elevator down, y'all. And if you're on the right side of that, then that elevator down is fruitful. But you got to be on the right side of the way. Right now, I'm not on that side of the way, but I'm ready to move. I'm ready to change. Just give me some clues. Give me some hints. Oh, if you're in the, you know, the Reddit message board, Roaring Kitty type stuff, like GME. GME is 130-something. It tried the other day to get to 200, and then the market just crushed everything yesterday. The market was like an atomic bomb yesterday. It crushed everything. If you were long, very unlikely you were in the green. Whatever you held, there may be one, two exceptions. AMC is another one that got crushed yesterday, but it's back this morning, at least trying. We'll see. S&P just turned red. Yeah, bottom of my eye. So here's what I've got. Friday's going to be fun. Not only following the market, Ty Simpson's announcement today at 2 Central, 3 Eastern, but you got baseball. So whichever team you follow, weather provided around here, it's been raining. We'll see. But weather allowing us, you'll have baseball games. So you can find your team on ESPN Plus and pull them up. Of course, the Vanderbilt games are on WNSR Radio. Right here, the mothership, the flagship where this show originates. And if you want to see the TV version of it, you go to ESPN Plus, and they play a 4-game series with Western Kentucky. Bowling Green is a simple little, what, maybe hour trip from up in southern Kentucky down to middle Tennessee. No problem. No problem at all as far as that trip is concerned. So, yeah, college baseball on, whichever team you prefer, and Triple D. Kind of a double dose of goodness there. I don't even care. You know what? Triple D, I don't even care what they were on. It could be a show that I've seen 1,500 times. Doesn't even matter. I don't even know if it's a rerun. I just enjoy it. Yeah, I just, regardless of what they put on there, it's fun. Jeff 2 here before we break. Bill, I've traveled the Southeast mightily, and to me, the worst stretch of roads to travel is I-40 from just west of Nashville to Memphis. It is just awful. That is bad. It's just boring. I'll tell you, the stretch from Memphis to Jackson, Mississippi is depressing, too. There's just not a whole lot. Not a whole lot to check in on there. Now, it's not as scenic as going up into the mountains. If you're going to East Tennessee, at least you get to see the mountains and all that stuff, and it's pretty. I'm not saying it's not pretty the other direction. It's just boring. Very boring. Last time I had to do something in Jackson, I think I made them fly me in there. I don't think I drove. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter. You know, yesterday, if you would have shorted Tesla, you probably would have made money. But not today. Don't be dumb and try it again. Lodgepaw.